Foreign policy returned front and center to the U.S. election campaign Friday as Senator Obama sought to rebut comments President Bush made before the Israeli Knesset the day before.
He accused me and other Democrats of wanting to negotiate with terrorists and said we were appeasers, no different from people who appeased Adolf Hitler. That's what George Bush said in front of the Israeli parliament. Now, that's exactly the kind of appalling attack that's divided our country and that alienates us from the world. And that's why we need change in Washington. That's part of the reason why I'm running for president of the United States of America.
White House officials said the president's remarks were not directed at Senator Obama, and that Mr. Bush had in mind those who have proposed direct talks with Hamas and Hezbollah, groups the U.S. government has branded as terrorist organizations.
We've heard this foolish delusion before. We have an obligation to call this what it is, the false comfort of appeasement.
The presumptive Republican presidential nominee, Senator John McCain, was more direct in addressing Obama's proposal for direct talks with Iran and other U.S. adversaries abroad.
It is a serious error on the part of Senator Obama. It shows naivete and inexperience and lack of judgment.
In South Dakota Friday, Obama accused both the president and Senator McCain of dishonest, divisive, and fear-mongering attacks that do nothing to make the United States safer from terrorist attacks.
If George Bush and John McCain want to have a debate about protecting the United States of America, that is a debate that I'm happy to have any time, any place, and that is a debate that I will win because George Bush and John McCain have a lot to answer for.
The controversy over the president's remarks in Israel also brought support from Obama's rival for the Democratic Party's presidential nomination, Senator Hillary Clinton. Clinton and Obama faced two more primary contests Tuesday, one in Kentucky, the other in Oregon. Clinton is ahead in the polls in Kentucky, while Obama has a lead in Oregon. The primary season ends on June 3rd, and there appears to be virtually no chance that Clinton will catch up to Obama in the overall delegate count by then. Despite Clinton's impressive victory earlier this week in the West Virginia primary, Obama continues to add the support of so-called superdelegates, Democratic officeholders and party activists who can vote for either candidate. Neither Obama nor Clinton can secure the Democratic nomination without winning a majority of the remaining uncommitted superdelegates. Jim Malone, VOA News, Washington.